Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends.
Parsha Naso, Numbers 421 through 789, The Power of Blessing. In this week's Parsha, we continue learning about the responsibility of the Levitical tribes to transport the tabernacle and its components. In the previous portion, we learned about the responsibility of the Kohathite family, and in our current portion, we learned about the responsibilities of the tribes of Gershon and Merari. After this, we learn about the test of the Sotah, the wayward wife, and then the laws of the Nazarite. Our Parsha concludes by recounting the various offerings brought by the tribal heads of the dedication of the tabernacle. The topic we are going to explore, however, is 6 verses wedged in between the laws of the Nazarite and the dedication offerings. Numbers 6, 22 through 27, records for us what is commonly called the Birkat HaKohanim, the priestly blessing, or the Aaronic benediction. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus shall you bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." Hashem instructed Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, the priests, to use this liturgical formula to bless the children of Israel. Aaron would raise his hands with his palms toward the congregation and spread his fingers in a way that formed the Hebrew letter Shin, in order to represent the word Shaddai, one of the names of God, which means Almighty or All-Sufficient One. Every day across the world, this blessing is bestowed upon the Jewish people. When it is recited in the synagogue, the congregation turns their eyes away from the Kohen, or the one reciting it in the absence of a Kohen. This is to remind us that blessings, particularly this blessing, do not come from the Kohen, but come directly from Hashem. The Kohen is simply the conduit through which this blessing is imparted. This blessing is also bestowed upon children around the Sabbath table every Friday night. Parents of observant families place their hands on the heads of their children, and after bestowing upon them either the blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh for the boys, or Sarah, Rebekah, Raquel, and Leah for the girls, speak this blessing over them. But how are we to understand the various components of this blessing and their practical meaning? Sifrei, a Midrashic commentary on the book of Numbers, offers several insights into this beloved blessing. First, what does it mean that God should bless you and keep you? Rashi says it means that God will both give and guard. In other words, God will provide goodness and blessing, but he will also guard what he has given. Sifrei takes this further by saying God will provide all the various blessings spelled out in Deuteronomy 28, 3 through 6, and also preserve you for the final redemption. What does it mean for the Lord to make his face to shine upon you? According to Rabbi Natan, citing Psalm 67:2, it means that the light of the Shekinah, the divine presence of God, will be upon you and visible to others. What does it mean that the Lord be gracious to you? It means that he would grant your requests as well as give you divine insight. What does it mean that the Lord would lift up his countenance upon you? It means he will favor you. What does it mean that the Lord would give you peace? It means that he will give you peace with all men and give you peace in both this world and the world to come. What a wonderful blessing, especially to impart to our children. Just before Yeshua ascended to heaven, he imparted a blessing to his disciples. From the description in Luke's gospel, he appears to have blessed his disciples with this priestly blessing. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them, and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. Luke 24:50-53. Maybe Yeshua imparted some of these same insights described above to his disciples as he lifted his hands and blessed them that day. Maybe he offered new and surprising insights into this blessing to his disciples. Whatever the case, he believed in the power of blessing and raised his hands to impart blessings to his disciples on the occasion of his departure. Although the company of disciples who were physically present with him that day are long departed, each generation of Yeshua's disciples can place themselves in that moment to receive that blessing and pass it on to our children and those whom we disciple. May we carry forth that blessing and pass it down to our children, our grandchildren, and our spiritual children and grandchildren until the time of our Master's return, in order that His light would shine forth in this world. There is power and blessing. May we wield that power for its intended purpose, rather than missing our opportunity.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.